Praise the Lord. Again, I want to welcome all of you that are on the line and those who are yet to come on this line. We're expecting a great, great, great time in the Lord. Our topic tonight, and we talked about this before, but our topic tonight is encourage yourself in the Lord. Encourage yourself in the Lord. You know, encouragement is something that we all need. No matter how long you've been saved, no matter what your title is, no matter what your rank is, or your status, everybody needs encouragement. Encouragement, it helps us to stay motivated, help us to stay focused. It's like last week we spoke about staying focused. Well, that's an encouraging word from the Lord, just letting you know we need to stay focused. And even since last week, I understand that some people have been reminded. We've all been reminded, hey, I got to stay focused. I can't let this enter in and cause me to lose my joy or even to lose focus. And if you lose focus, just refocus again. So that's why we need the encouragement. As the Lord said in the Word, encourage one another with these words, just letting you know, hey, come on, you can make it. Lift your hand up. We're going through together. And the key is going through, not going to stay in the midst of problems and struggles, but we're going through. Amen. So encouragement is something we all need. It keeps us motivated, and we understand that we are loved when you're encouraged. That means somebody has you on their mind, and then you're feeling confident in yourself and in what your purpose is and what you're called to do. Amen. Now, it doesn't matter if everything is going good or if you have food on the table, money in your pocket, and all is well with you. Somewhere down the path of life, and life will have a way of being a life, it's just because it is, you're going to need encouragement. Praise God. And, you know, when you receive in the mail a card that just simply says, thinking of you, or have a great day, or a birthday card, or a get well card, and you know, just or maybe congratulations, or someone say, I'm proud of you, or keep up the good work, and don't worry, it makes a huge difference in your life. Oh yes, it will. Some people, they're so proud that nothing bothers them. But you know, keep living, keep walking this way, keep living this life. Somewhere down the line, you're going to need someone to encourage you. I said, but here's the thing. Don't wait for someone else to encourage you. Understand, encourage yourself in the Lord. That's what we're talking about tonight. Encourage, you do it. Encourage yourself. Tell yourself that you can make it. Remind yourself of what the Word of God says. In 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter, the 6th verse, where David and his men had just returned from the battle, and with the amount, and they got back home, the amount, they found out the Amalekites had invaded their town of Ziklag and burned it, and even took away their women and the children and their sons and daughters and so forth. Oh, my God, you're talking about a time David had to consult the Lord. In other words, Lord, what shall I do? He had to consult because he was so distressed. Especially his own men were so upset. The Bible says they just cried out, they screamed. And then the men were ready to turn on David to take his life, saying that, in other words, I'm paraphrasing this, if we hadn't been with you, if we hadn't had been here, none of this would have happened. We'd still have our families. We'd still have our homes. But David knew what to do. The Bible says, and David was greatly distressed. For the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people, they were so grieved. And every man, he was grieving for his sons and for his daughters. But, the scripture says, but David encouraged himself in the Lord, his God. He knew his God. He knew in whom he believed. You know, the Bible says that David, He consulted the Lord. He put on his priestly garment. And when he came before the Lord, he asked the Lord, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I go back, go after these Amalekites? Shall I pursue? Or shall I overtake them? He consulted the Lord. And the Lord answered, he said, he told David, pursue. He told him, he reassured him, said, for thou shalt surely overtake them. Hallelujah. In other words, without a doubt, the Lord says, for surely, David, you will overtake them and without fail, and you will recover all. That's saying something to you and I today. No matter what it is that you're going through, we acknowledge the Lord. He says, acknowledge me in all your ways. He will direct your path. Oh, yes. But the Word of God tells us that David, another part of Scripture, he says, when my heart is overwhelmed, he says, I run to the rock. I run to the rock that is higher than I. Who's that rock? His name is Jesus. He is that steady rock. He is that shield. And he's a comforter. He is a fortress for us. So he told David, go after them. He says, yes, go ahead and pursue them. And not only that, you shall recover, not some of it, not part of it, but you shall recover all without fail. And if God says and made promises to us, we can stand on it. We can rest on it. We don't have to get all up in a tizzy and get all excited and be like we don't have hope, but we do have hope. And the hope is in Jesus. Jesus, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Say amen to that. Jesus, there is no failure in him. He said it, he's going to do it. He's not a man that he should lie. Neither is he the son of man that he should repent. But if God said he's going to do it, if he spoke it, it will come to pass. Say hallelujah to that. So therefore, David, he got up, he encouraged himself. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you know, when you encourage yourself, it, so to speak, you turn on the light. So what kind of light? I'm going to tell you that the light right now I'm talking about is the light of the Word of God. Like David says, thy word, O God, is a lamp unto my feet, and it is a light unto my path. Turn the light of the Word of God on any situation, whatever it is that we're going through, whatever it is that we're faced in life, whatever it is that your family member may be going through. We know what the Word of God says. Let the light shine through his word. That word will guide us and direct us. So take a good hard look at yourself through God's mirror. That's it. That's his word. His word, take a look at yourself. Show the Word of God will show you how to encourage yourself in the Lord. Now, that's positive. It says encourage yourself in the Lord. Didn't say encourage yourself by calling up somebody and just talking to them and telling them all your troubles. Well, listen, when you get done telling people that your troubles, well, guess what? They got troubles too. And they're going to have to encourage God, encourage himself in the Lord as well. Then tell you, say, well, go ahead. And some people, you know, they fail to know their hope in the Lord. And they go encourage themselves. They say, well, I'm just going to get high. I'm just going to get myself a drug. I'm going to get myself fixed. Or whatever it is. But guess what? When it's over, well, after you'll have a big head, next thing you know, you're still, the problem is there. It's still there. But when you know how to encourage yourself in the Lord, God knows how, he has a way that knows how to make it all right. Praise God. Hallelujah. Look at yourself in the mirror. We could pay attention. And you said, Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. In other words, make sure you have the right motive. Make sure you're in the right standing and have the right intention and the right mindset. We understand that all of our help, it comes from the Lord, every bit of the help. Now, you can tell people your problems, and they can sympathize and empathize and so forth, but, you know, and they can pray for you. A real true friend will pray for you and show you love. But let me tell you, God knows the intents. And God is able to heal that hurt. He knows exactly what you're going through. He knows how to bring you out and lift you up in the right time. He has a way of encouraging us like no one else can do it. Say amen to that. Glory to God. Listen, believe in yourself. The believe, it says, you know, the Bible says, I understand that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Don't doubt yourself. Where the Bible says, marvelous are thy works. And so then that my soul knoweth that right well. That's in Psalm 139 and 14. Understand that God has made us. He says, you know, we are his sheep. Is he that has made us, not we ourselves. We are the sheep of his pasture. We are made in his image and in his likeness. So you tell yourself, hey, I'm not a mistake. I'm not a misfit. It makes no difference which side of the track you were born. It makes no difference whether most of us, we weren't born with a silver spoon in our mouth, so therefore we have to know how to. You know where our help comes from. Know how to encourage ourselves. Know how to depend on the Lord. Because when we look to him, he won't fail. All right, hallelujah. He'll never fail. So you got to know that God loves you and he has an unconditional love. Sometimes we miss the mark sometimes, but yet he don't stop loving us. He loves us. In other words, if we fall, get up, brush yourself up and brush yourself off, fix yourself up and keep looking to the hills from which comes your help. Because see, all of our help, it comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. We understand that God is love. No matter what we've done in life, Jesus died that you and I could have life, abundant life, and that more abundantly. Understand we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Tell yourself we can make it. I can make it. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Here's another reason, because his promises say so. He tells us that where we have hope in him, that God, he is our shepherd. We don't have to lack or want for any good thing. That's what the word says. All we have to do is just commit our way to the Lord and trust in him, and he will bring it to pass. Whatever it is that we need, what we're lacking, God will bring it to pass. Amen, somebody. For the Lord God is a sun and he's a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. Again, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Think about it. What good things do you desire? What good things do you already have? Know that God gave it to you. If you have anything that's good in life, like Pastor always says, it is the Lord that has made a way, and he is our provider. Remember him as Jehovah Jireh. He is our provider. He knows what we have need of. Another part in Matthew, he tells us, listen, don't even worry about what you shall wear, what you're going to eat, or whatever it is. Not even worried about tomorrow. He says tomorrow will take care of itself. Just know that God will take care of us. He is able to do exceeding and abundantly above all we can ask or even think, according to the power that's working in us. We don't have to worry about that. God is able to do. He has given us sufficient grace. The Bible says he has given us all things pertaining to life and godliness. So why not encourage yourself in the Lord? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Praise God. I the scripture tells us, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Why? Because, see, the Lord is our refuge. He's our strength. He's a very present help in trouble. If you need encouragement, look to him. Look to the hills. Oh, my God. All our help comes from him. The word tells us, be careful for nothing. That means don't worry about anything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, he says, go ahead and let your requests Tell God what it is. Let it be made known to God. And guess what? It don't stop there. And he says, listen, as you let your request be made known, he says, and then the peace of God, which passes all understanding, it will keep your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. It's God's peace that he gives us each and every day. And you know, to have the favor of God in our life is priceless. You can't put a price tag on it. How valuable to have the favor of God. Maybe you don't have the education to get that high-paying job. Maybe you just don't have the funds in the bank to get whatever it is that you need. But let me tell you, all you need is the favor of God. No good thing would he withhold from you. Just believe it and receive it. Hallelujah. God is a faithful. He that promised, the word says, he is faithful. And just encourage yourself knowing that you are the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ. Because Christ has shed blood, made it possible that you and I can come boldly before the throne of grace. 1 Peter 2 and 9 says, but we are a chosen generation. Let me remind you who God said we are. Chosen generation. He said a royal priesthood. We're a holy nation, a peculiar people, that we should show forth the praises of God. Amen, somebody. Glory, glory, glory to God. We serve an awesome, awesome God. Hallelujah. He sits high. He looks low. He knows all about us. He knows what you're going through. He knows every beginning. Why? Because he's Alpha and he's Omega. He's the first and he's the last. He's all that we need. What else can we want knowing that God has given us eternal life? Not only eternal life in heaven, but we have life here on earth. So as an affirmation, say to yourself, I have purpose. I am called according to God's purpose. Therefore, all things are working together for my good. You need to say that. That's how you encourage yourself. If you get in front of the mirror and say those things. I think I said it Sunday. I didn't know the Lord would have me to speak on this today, but this is what God laid on my heart. So evidently, some of us need to hear this a little bit more, in a little more deeper depth, saying that I am called according to God's purpose, and goodness and mercy, it follows me all the days of my life. The Lord orders my steps. Hallelujah. He directs my path. Oh, yes. And then if God be for me, who could be against me? Again, take a look in the mirror. Now, look in the natural mirror. I had you look in the spiritual mirror, and there's so much more that we could say, but the time won't permit. However, look in the natural mirror. You know, you got to love yourself, encourage yourself, no matter what the world thinks of you. I don't care if it's a close friend. They may not have the highest values and hopes for you, but encourage yourself in the Lord. Do you like what you see in the mirror? If not, make plans to improve it. Improve your appearance. You're never too old to maintain or improve your looks, how you dress, what your hair looks like, your skin, your posture. You do it. Take care of yourself. Love yourself first. When you love yourself first, treat yourself right, you will know how to treat somebody else. For the scripture says we need to love our neighbors, treat our neighbors like we do ourselves. So if we don't honor ourselves, how are we going to treat God's people? How are you going to show forth the love of Christ on somebody else? Think about that. Glory to God. If you need new clothes, God will work it out that you'll be able to get new clothes. Fix yourself up. You get yourself a manicure, a pedicure. Yes, I said that. Manicure, pedicure, men can do it as well. Fix yourself up. Get yourself looking good. Feel good. If you look good, that helps your internal. You feel good about yourself. Hallelujah. Praise God. David got up and he pursued. He says, listen, should I go after this troop? And he said, the Lord gave him the assurance, gave him the confidence. Yes, go after them. You shall surely recover. And you're going to recover all. And the good part about the story, he got everything back, even their families and the wives and the children and the sons and the daughters and all the things that Amalekites took for them. Let me tell you what, we have the promises of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So praise God. You know, I like the part of the scripture. It says, listen, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are of good report, he says, think on these things. Hallelujah. Think on this. Think on the things that are positive, the things that are going to encourage you, the things that's going to brighten up your life. Hallelujah. Surround yourself with positive people, people that say, hey, you can make it. We can make it because God says we can make it. Encourage yourself. The scripture says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Hallelujah. I hope you've been blessed. I know I have. And I think someone needs to hear that. I needed to hear that. We want to encourage ourselves in the Lord. Amen. We won't be disappointed. God is an awesome, awesome God. I'm going to play a little bit of this song by Donald Lawrence. It talks about encourage yourself. And after that, I'll come back. I'll play a part of it. Come back and we'll have a closing prayer. Amen. God bless. Be blessed. Amen.
Encourage yourself in the Lord.
Amen. Encourage yourself, speak over yourself. I'll tell you, that song blessed me, and I'm sure it blessed you as well. Encourage yourself in the Lord. If you're going through whatever it is you're going through, speak the word, not just anything. Speak the word of God over yourself. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we bless you, God. We will bless you at all times because your praises shall continually be in our mouth. We bless you, Lord, because we belong to you. And God, we know who we are in you. So therefore, God, we come boldly before your throne, giving your name the praise and glory and honor. Father, we just thank you. We thank you for the simple things in life, but that means so very much. We thank you how you even watched over us as we slumbered, we slept last night. Hallelujah. God, you kept us, and then you woke us up this morning at the appointed time. And Father, you gave us activities of our limbs. We yet had our right mind. You allowed us to go throughout this day, even to this very point in time. God, we praise you because you're the angels that you already appointed. They're taking care of us. They're watching over our life. God, we bless you. God, we thank you, God, because you have encouraged us tonight through your word. Oh, Father, we bless you, God, because you don't change. You said, God, you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. God, we thank you because we know what your promises are. We know your word doesn't lie. God, even those that may be on this line tonight, that our bodies are sick and they're racking with pain, God, that they need help, God. They need strength. Allow them to be encouraged tonight. Allow them to speak the word, your word over their life, knowing that, God, that by your stripes they are healed. By your stripes we can make it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, knowing that you were wounded for our transgressions, you were bruised for our iniquities, and with your stripes we are healed. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. We thank you for healing of our soul, God. Deliverance, God. Saving us, God. Saving us from a horrible life of sin, God. Saving us, God, that the enemy don't have to have us, God. That we belong to you, God. We thank you, Lord, that you didn't give us the spirit of fear, but of love and power and that of a sound mind, God. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. God, we thank you that we can speak over ourselves in you, Lord. It's so many promises that you have given us. You've given us healing for our body, healing for our mind, healing for our emotions, healing, God, in our relationships, deliverance, God. You have provided because you are Jehovah Jireh, all that we need, God. You promised, Lord, that you would and you will supply all of our need according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, all that we stand in need of, healing, deliverance, God, refuge, God. Oh, God, some may need a job tonight. Some may need relationship building. Some may need companionship, God. Some may need finances, God. They, Lord, God, all that we need, God. You have it all, God, for you loved us, God. We believe you, God, and we decree and we declare, there's no lack, there's nothing broken, that we are holding you, God, in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you, Lord. We're encouraged tonight. We thank you, Lord. We're encouraged to run on to see what the end is going to be. God, we're encouraged tonight to look to you, God. We're looking to the hills. We're looking to you, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, that you are more than enough for us, God. Everything that we need is in you. And God, increase us, Lord. Increase us. Grow us up in you. Help us, Lord, to learn, God, how to love you. Teach us how to love on you, Lord. Teach us, God, to love you, God, to the place that we won't do anything to harm. That we don't do anything, God, to hurt your heart, God. You said if you love me, you will keep my sayings. If you love me, you will keep my word. That's what you said, God. And thank you, Lord, for the love of God that's shed abroad, that we feel the love of God even over these telephone lines. We feel the anointing. We rest in your peace. We thank you because it's your peace that you have given us, not like the world gives. God, you give us that peace that surpasses all understanding, that keeps our heart and it keeps our mind through Christ Jesus. Father, remember those that are bereaved tonight. Remember the Jones family, God. Remember the Sims family, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, there's so many, God. They're going through so much, God. God, we just believe you, Lord. We know that you stand in the gap. You're there, God. You never leave us. You never forsake us. You are our refuge, and you are our strength. You are a very present help in the time of trouble. Oh, my God, we look to you, God. Hallelujah. We look to you, God, and we know there's no failure, where there's no lack. Oh, God, we are complete in you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you for our families, God. We thank you for our church family, God. We thank you for our church mother, Mother Lickens, God. We thank you for our church father, God. Father Walter Brown, God. We thank you for every member of the Petersville Baptist Church. We thank you for our pastor, Ollie Bolden. Every lay member, we thank you, Lord. We bless you even right now, God, for what you're going to do in the women's prayer breakfast, God. We're looking to you. We come with great expectation. God, you ordered it, God. You ordered it so, God. And all that's going to be done will be done to your will, to your glory, to your honor, Lord. We are blessed, God. We are blessed because you, God, you're in control of our lives. We can make it, God. We know that we can make it. And we thank you, Lord. Victory is ours, God. Peace is ours. Joy is ours. We thank you, God, because you've given us the fruit of the Spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. We bless you, God. And I'm thanking you, Lord, for every person on this line. I'm thanking you, Lord, whatever the need is. God, it's already done. By faith, it is done. By faith, we receive the answers to our prayer. By faith, we receive it, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that we are complete in you, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for the love of God that you have given us and you have shed on us, Lord. We thank you, Father, for every way that you make. Now, Father, even tonight, as we go and as we go off this line, God, but God, this love, allow your anointing to keep ministering, even in our dreams. Let there be sweet dreams tonight. Oh, Father, God, as the angels keep encamp around about us, oh, God, let us lay down in peace. We'll lay down and thinking on your goodness. We'll lay down giving your name the praise. We'll lay down knowing that we're encouraging you. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Praise God, praise God. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Let's praise God for a while on this line. Just before we hang up, give God the praise. He's worthy to be praised. Amen. If you're encouraged tonight, give God the praise. If you know in whom you believe, give God the praise. He's worthy. He's worthy of the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. You're worthy to be praised. God, we bless your name. And we thank you, Lord. You're everything to us, God. Oh, God, all that we need is in you. And we bless you, Lord. We thank you right now in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen and amen. Again, I want to thank you for being on the prayer line tonight. I trust that you've been blessed. I trust that you are encouraged. I know I am. Praise God. And I thank the Lord for all of you that have called into this Dream Team prayer line. Continue to be blessed. Pray for us, and we'll pray for you. And as pastors say, we're going to watch God change things. Amen. God bless you. Amen. You be blessed, and we're going to say good night. Amen.
Bye.
Good night. Good night.